Okay, now what I want to do is slowly now go over things, okay? I did something last week which was not fair, okay? But it was fair, but not fair, okay? What I did was is read the Rambam for face value, okay? And not taking into the fact, or taking into the account, excuse me, that he's quoting a Gemara in Sanhedrin, and how to play the Gemara in Sanhedrin out, okay? So the Gemara in Sanhedrin is very important, because what happens is there, okay. So, one second. what happens there is like this. Okay. Here it is. Yeah. Moishova is the Kosrachmon Lomeli. Lamin Hamid Bates. Mishuma Bishmo Oma Talmud Echot Lafishanema Kiyeh Beish Chait Mishpat Movitz Vahumos. Shmei Ani Bain Bechol Bain Beshabis. Vomo Ani Mekayim Mechalel Mosiumos Besham Melochis. Chutz Misa Ad Bezdin. So Lachay means Misa Bezdin is not a chiv misa. I don't know what it means. Machalem mosyom. So it's a very strange thing. O eno elo afilu misas bezdin. Umani mekayim v'humos b'chol avoloi b'shabes. O eno elo afilu b'shabes tamoi slayish b'chol moshtechem. Ulahal hoim v'hoyu ele lochem l'chukas mishpa l'doi seichem b'chol moshtechem. Ma moshvois ha'om ulahalon bezdin af moshtom akan bezdin. So we don't know anything. Maybe the Issa, because he says, the Ram clearly says, the Issa is the Kiyum Mitzvah, right? So the Chai doesn't do it Dechiyah, correct? If you take the words literally. Okay? However, I just want to read it. It's very strange the way he wrote it. But look at Oma Abaye, Hashta di Amrit Ein Ritzicha Deiche Es HaShabbos Ein Ritzicha Deiche Es Avoyde Mikal V'chaim. So it means that the Gemara Sanhedrin is also talking about the Chiyah. So that means you can't take the Rambam at his face value that he's learning that the Isur Kilu is the Kiyum, okay, but it means that there's no Chiyah. So it's very strange how those two things fit together, okay? But you also have to read it and say, okay, Bola Hazishne Shomer. Yisal lo yisval eish, I'm knocking out the omnom, bo lahazi hamodes harin shim biyom ha-shabes. V'zeshu hizi ha-misreifas mitzvah, omo v'omisreifas mitzvah. So the Rambam does a strange thing, in textually, because he quotes that it's sreifas mitzvah before he introduces b'chol moshvei seichem. And if you learn the Gemara, it's very clear, you only understand that it's talking about Mises Bezdin only because of the Gzeir Shavu Moshavos. So L'Chaira, this is like a parenthetical remark. It's not V'Omer. It's a parenthetical remark explaining why he says L'Huizir Misreifas Mitzvah. I don't see any other way to interpret it. Correct? Gwetzaloyma V'Moshe Bezdin. Okay, and he quotes the Gemara Bekitza and the Gzeir Shava, but no mention of it. Okay, then he says, "The Alpha Pishu Mitzvah." So I was bought Alpha Pishu Mitzvah has nothing to do with the Chiyah, but you can't, and therefore I moved it to the next thing, which is talking about the Chiyah. But you can't do that because this is also talking about the Chiyah.
So you're going to leave it now?
Yeah, but I'm going to leave it the way it was, but it's an internal problem. Because how could you say in one hand that the loisa se is the kiyum Sreifa, okay, and then there's no Techia. So, you know, you could talk about Techia. If an Asay is to the Asay is to Mekayim the Mitzvah, and the Lav says that the Kiyum is also, you can imagine, but Techia, such a thing. That's like a whole new thing. The Torah says, Leisil b'shatnes gedila tase l'cho. Okay? But maybe it's almost like, you know, depending upon how you learn Yibum with its Huchu d'chuyah. Okay? Because but you know, you could talk about Techia in such a case, that the Issa is the Kiyum, and the Kiyum itself should be Deicha. Okay? But I would have assumed, okay, that... So what's the limud of Loi Savaru? So I would have assumed that in the Issa, it's also there's no Techia or something like that. That's what I would assume. And it's nothing to do with the Chi in general. Okay? So then you can learn... No, it's a very strange thing. I'm just saying, you know, it's the Af Pishu Mitzvah, you can learn that. But in the Ashova, there's no Techia. There's a Shlila, there's no Techia. I don't know how that works. Can you have it both being this and that at the same time? You have something like that by B'chol, there might have been a lav, or Leisuchal, and it's also that it's not, you know. But the Ram does, Ram puts it as part of the dinim from, from Nachlis. We'll have to see exactly how it's going, but this is very strange.
Yeah. What the Raya is, okay.
You see, the Raya, I should have said, I'm sorry, I didn't say that. You see, the question, you look at the Gemara Sanhedrin, the question, what's the Raya? You're right, correct. What's the Raya? I left that out. What's the Raya? So the Raya is very simple. That you can't talk about Techia unless you're talking about a mitzvah. So it means the mitzvah Srefa it's a Techia. The mitzvah sreif is bezin is a techia, okay? So it should be dishad doich, it means a mitzvah, okay? You have how, you see, the problem over here is that in techia, you have a raya that it's a mitzvah. But there's a problem here, okay? Is the issue over here about whether it's a mitzvah or that Sreifa is a separate mitzvah? Because you remember how he starts over, he says, before he says a mitzvah say, and he starts off the next paragraph, the Eifin Minyonai is that they're separate mitzvahs, and he explains, he brings the Raya from Atikya Shmua, mitzvahs this, mitzvahs Sreifa, mitzvahs Nechnochen, correct? Okay. So the issue over here is not that Sreifa is a mitzvah, but whether Sreifa is a separate mitzvah, okay? So I'll ask you a question, okay? So in terms of Techia, if there's a broad mitzvah of Mises Bezdin, you can't talk about Techia by that? So then what's the proof? Okay. He says it's talking about Sreifas Mitzvah. Okay. And he's learning that it is. Okay. Correct? So now I have to go back to the Gemara. You get the problem over here. Okay, let's read the Gemara again and see if there's a proof in the Gemara. Because the Gemara says, Moishvois. Moishvois the Kosovach monolomali, Mishum Rebbe Yishmol Omatam Lechod, Lefishinemakiyebish, Chait Mishmat Moves Vumas. Shomei ani bein b'chol bein b'shabbis. V'ma ani mekayim mechalel mos yumos. B'shal melochais. Chutz v'mises bezden. O eino elo afilu mises bezden. V'ma ani mekayim v'humos. B'chol avaloi b'shabbis. O eino elo afilu b'shabbis. Tamaloi sva'esh b'chol mosh v'seichem. L'hal nomal. V'hoyu eino lachir l'chukas olam. The chukas mishpat with the oisech b'chomer shterim. Ma moshom lekant bezin, af moshom lekant bezin. Okay. We omach mor leisvar eish b'chomer shterim. Or ba'ashli yamet ein with sicha doicha es haShabbos. So we're talking.
With sicha is general.
Huh? With sicha is general. So the question is, where do you see here? You see, when you quote the Mechilta. You see, excuse me, sorry, if I made a mistake. Here it says, v'zehu shehizeh misreifas mitzvah. Okay. So would he, and the Mechilta is more clear, it's clearer. The Mechilta says, sreifah b'chal ho'is yotzeh lamin mas sreifah miyuchedesh she'achz mises bezden ve'enu d'ichaz ha'shabbos. Af kol mises bezden le'itchaz ha'shabbos. Okay. So, you know, here, if it's one mitzvah, the whole thing doesn't make sense. Right? How can you mechalik with your two in terms of techi? It's the same mitzvah, correct? It's all parts of the same mitzvah, correct? So here I understand that's a proof it's four mitzvahs, okay? So the chayr over, correct? So the chayr over here, is me medayik from the pasuk loy sevaru. It's an amazing thing, loy sevaru, that it means that there's a separate the lav is about oynish misas sreifa. So if we're talking about tchi and this and that, so then lechera that lechera is the issue. Correct. Okay. But that only assumes, okay, I'm not kidding. Well, yeah. That only assumes, okay, you see, okay, I'm not sure exactly. No, I don't know if there's a difference. See, the question in terms of the Rambam's Mloch and Mekalkil, you have to go back to the Sugi Mekalkil, there should be differences in whatever's going on. But I assume that's what he's doing. Because he says, see, in the Gemara Sanhedrin, there's no mention of Sreifas Mitzvah. And the Rambam's quoting this, not that Mises Bezin is a mitzvah. That's not the issue. The issue is whether there's Dalit separate mitzvahs. And he's learning in this Gemara in Sanhedrin or the state. Correct? Okay. Okay, that's an amazing thing. Okay? So maybe it's no survival. It's a very interesting thing. Correct? Okay. So then, there are three different guys. No, it's also talking about Tchiyah. Okay, the other one, the Lechel, is more mefurish, that it says mefurish. The first one is a diuk. Okay, two is a diuk in the pasuk. The third raya is mefurish in the Mechilta. Okay, correct. Okay, so now that's what we have. Correct. Is that okay? Is that fair? So the Api is mitzvah, it's a very strange thing. It's a whole new clue in what's going on in mitzvah, correct? That you can talk about, there's a, I guess, what the Rambam is machadish, that the mitzvah of Sreifas Bezdin should not be doiche the Isa of the Kiyum Mises Bezdin, okay? So maybe there should have been a Dechiyah. But if the Ne'is of the Kiyum Mitzvah Bezdin you should assume that within that, there is a hafkor from Tchiyah. Okay? Beseder. Okay, now. Okay, now next. Now. Yeah, let's go on. Okay? Now I just want to think about this more. Okay, that's simple pshat, correct? That's the word say, correct? There's no way I didn't do anything yet, right? Okay. Now, you see, here I'm not sure if I'm within bounds or out of bounds over here. But, you know, since the issue we're learning, that the mitzvah, the issue of the mitzvah from the Tchiyas Halav, correct? Okay. So you'd want to understand more about this lav to understand, can you do it or can't you do it, correct? Because without that, you know what we're talking about, correct? Is that fair? So even though normally I should have left this discussion for the Leisaseh Shin Chabez, I felt that it's germane to the issue because, especially in the second Raya, the whole proof only here is because it's Sefer Mitzvah, correct? So I just want to set the stage for this, okay? You see, since it has to be Sefer Mitzvah, it's a little difficult to imagine that the lav is an isa melacha. Okay, and we're gonna look into this and try to understand this, okay? Because the isa is not the melacha shebo, the isa is the sreifas mitzvah. And that's good for that there's no tchiyah. Okay? Those are the postulates. Is that fair? So I thought that it's germane to our issue to try to understand what's going on in Shin Chaf Beis. Okay? So now, the Ram opens up Shin Chaf Beis, Lois has said, he shis anu me'einesh ha'gedorim, I assume it's einshim, whatever it is, al chaitim ul havir ul kilu lehoitzi lepoil ha'dinim b'shab, yom ha'shabbos, okay? But let me translation, okay? Vo amroi lois v'aish v'chulei b'yom ha'shabbos. Yitzu b'zeh, Shalom Yisrael Mishni Schaif Schaifa. And the Rama basically does this, that the Lav is talking about Schaifa's Mitzvah. Okay? So he assumes the Lav is talking about Schaifa's Mitzvah, so Schaifa is also a Mitzvah. Okay, correct? That the Schaifa of Bezin is a Mitzvah of the Raya. Okay? It's a separate Mitzvah. It's not from the Dechiyah. But from once you learn it's an ish, it's a combination, it's a combo, okay? It's a combo of Dechiya plus the Lav. The Lav is, right? The Lav is by Srefa. Srefa's Mitzvah. So in Mele, you know that it's a Mitzvah, correct? Is that fair? That's what he did. He does it here also. Then it's the who I did. Okay? We have to know exactly what Adin means. Is it a drasha? How does it work? But that's not really what we're here. That's more for Shin Chaf Beis, okay? Now we're okay. The problem is, and this I want you to know, I've been wrestling with this issue for years and years and years and years. And every time I have a different approach. And Kedaki, Bakidish, I decided a new approach today. I thought everything else was wrong. Okay? So we'll see what happens, okay? Hine Omroi Havor Lav Yotzis. Okay. V'ein Zehalocha. Avol hi lechalek. Ushiye chai vakol melocha umelocha bifnei atzmo. Koshi is boy mekoyim. Okay. It's like in the middle of nowhere, he's having, he got it. Okay. Okay. This is, to me, one of the most perplexing issues that you have to deal with. Like in the middle of nowhere, the discussion of lechalek yotz and lav yotzes, okay? Now I want to try to do, and I don't know, it's probably about, I don't know how many, six and seven, I don't know how many shum, I'm trying to make sense of it, okay? The way I look at it today, I'm going to tell you, you'll see, but you understand, a priori, this is mad, you know, wasn't doing anything. Okay. So first of all, you have to know, there's a machlekes between Rabbi Yossi and Rav Nosson in the Gemara and Shabbos, Ayin Omen Aleph. The Sanya, Habo Lalav Yotzes. Div Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Nosson Oma Lechalek Yotzes. Okay. So a priori, I would have said the opposite. I would have said Lav Yotzes so you can have a Lav. And the Chalak Yotz has nothing to do with Minyan Mitzvahs, and bye-bye, and we'll see about that, correct? The Ram said, no, just the opposite, correct? Is that correct? Okay, good, just want to make sure of my accuracy. I want you to stop me at any point, okay? Okay. So that's L'chor what I would have said. Right?
Why is he bringing the Havam in here?
Okay, I don't want to explain to you what sense it is. So I want to say that it's just the opposite. That if it's the Lav Yotzes, it's not Minyan Mitzvahs. And the Ram learns only it's the Chalak Yotzes, you have that option. Maybe you would have said no, but you have the. But if it's the Lav Yotzes, you don't have that option, okay? That's my new approach today, okay? The question is how you do that, okay? So that makes it more germane to the issue, right? Because the question, do you count? See, you have to ask yourself the question. Is the question here about what the definition of the lav is? Or the question is about minyan? So I always just thought that it's a question about the definition of a lav, okay? And if it's a lav yotz, then do with Mises Besdin. And if it's a chalak yotz, maybe it is. But I want to go further. It's not even about that. It's about, that's true, that's also true. But it's also about minyan amidst itself. Because he says, he says, Vihine omroi havor lav yotzes. V'ein zu alocha, avi l'chalek, v'shiye chayev akom locha in mekoymoi. And he explains what lav yotzes, he doesn't tell you what the ramifications are. Okay? That's what I want to suggest, okay? I want to explain to you why. So I'll tell you that what the Ram says, okay? You ready for the next step? The next step is, you see, that's true, and that I always held. And we'll see about this, okay? That according to the PAC, it's an Issur Melacha. But it's Nochiv Misa, Lav Yotzes. But it's Nisa Melacha. There's 39 Melachas. 38 of them, Yichai Misa, four, and there's one that's a Lav. Okay? And I want to say, if you flip it and say according to Abnos is not only chalik, but there's also a lav over here. That lav has nothing to do with lamed tes melachos. Okay. Okay. Next step. Okay. Next step is like this. I want to ask you, according to the rules, and then we'll play it out. We'll see. According to the rules, and we'll see exactly how this happens, and we'll go through a few other examples. In Minyan HaMitzvos, the rules of Minyan HaMitzvos, if you have a lav of Leisasa Kol Melacha, and you have a lav of Leisavar Eish, and basically it's an inyan of an Asho of Melacha, would you count it as two lav of Minyan HaMitzvos, or only one? Okay. So I would suggest to you that this is a picker. That there are 38 ways of doing melacha that you chayim misa. And there's one way of doing melacha that is sreifa. That you're not chayim misa. And it wouldn't be a separate asholim minyan mitzvahs. It would go under lois asakol melacha. It's just part of it. 38 cases you chayim misa. And one case, you're not. Okay? And this would be the missing picker, which in other cases we'll see also, the missing picker you could have imagined that the Rambam is ready to have. There's also picking loisase in church. Okay? That's the way I would flip it. And therefore, it's important for the Rambam that you can't say like Rabbi Yossi, because according to Rabbi Yossi, this could not be a minyan mitzvah. Okay? So a priori before he thought it was absolutely nuts. But now that you say this, I think it makes a lot of sense. Correct? Okay, let me continue. One second. I'm only getting started. It's like, you know, I'm getting warmed up. Okay, we ready? Can I go on? Okay, next. I want to prove to you that according to Rabbi Yossi, and not only within that if there's an Issa according to Rav Nosson, if there is an Issa, it's not an Issa Melacha. Okay. Therefore, if it's not an Issa Melacha, it's a separate inyan in Yoni HaTeira, and you could have a separate mitzvah. And if it is an Issa Melacha, it's a fikir of Lois HaSekol Melacha. That is what I want to say. That's what I decided this morning. Okay, I wasn't sure if I was nuts or not, but okay, it was the afternoon. I was nourished, you know. I was just completely confused again because I like to take it from the top. See, I have this thing, I don't know, you know, I had this thing. It could be that it was like, you know, that frankly, I used to look at the Rav, you know, just, you know, amazed, okay? Because I remember, you know, in the last years, okay, you know, the memory wasn't the same it was before. It wasn't 100% before, okay? And he was trying to work out the famous shtickle that he wrote, that Ein Orem Yochel Yashva, on the question about that there's a din in the Ksira, the din in Shir in the Pri. Oh, he was working on the thesis, and I guys ate him. And, you know, and he was getting stuck. So I tried to help him. Says, don't bother me, I want to work it out myself. And it means he wasn't ready, okay, to go and say old hat. He wanted to reevaluate doing Mechodesh, okay? So I said to myself, you know, when I was looking at it, I said, Mechitesi, you know, it was good then, you know, why not now? So, whatever it is, you know, I caught the bug, okay? So I decided I'm going to reevaluate this, and here we go. Okay? But I think if this is correct, it's a major thing. Okay? Now, this is already old hat. Okay? That the Issa of Leisaval, according to Rabbi Yossi, is an Issa Melacha, that have a Raya Pachot. Okay? I think it's good. Comes the Gemara in Shabbos. Okay? Comes the Gemara in Shabbos. Samach Tesman Al Tanan. Obvious melachas avoyim chosa achas, va'avinim bo minyona lomeli.
We all have Yechon and Shimos and Kulim Behelim Echot, Chai Bekolachas Viachas, Heichi Mishkachas Lo. Bezod and Shabbos Shigas Vlos. Bishlam al Rabbi Yechonon, the Omer Kimich Shogar Bekoros, Ach Bishis the Belav, Mishkachas Lo Gondi Yoda Lo, Le Shabbos Belav, El Reb Shim Melokish, the Omer Ad Shishka Belav Uvekoros, the Yoda Le Shabbos Bemai, the Yad the Betchum and Valid the Rabbi Kim. He couldn't say Rabbi Yossi. I'm going to show you another Gemara. He quotes Rabbi Yossi. He couldn't say it because the Gemara is working with the Yechai of 39 Behelam Echad. And that's only if you say Lechalak Yotzes. So it's working with the premises, not like Rabbi Yossi. It could be Akiva. Okay? But I want to show you Rabbi Akiva is the example and what you should derive from this. This is very important. Now listen to the logic. Says the Yod the Betchumim, Valiv the Rabbi Akiva. Okay. So I ask a question. What do you mean the Yod the Betchumim, Valiv the Akiva? The Rama passes the Chumim, the Reis, the Koin, the Rabbonim. Right? As, what is it, Shin Chav Gimel? I mean, you know, Mitzvah is like Shin Chav Gimel. Okay? Yud Beis Mil, whatever it is, correct? So I ask you, what's the what? What's the more want, the Koin, the Rabbonim? Fakir, the Ramban proves from this that according to Rabban there's no Issa. The Ramban is this kash, I think, maybe in I'm not sure. I don't think it's safe for mitzvahs, maybe in Eluv and Yud Zayin. There he is, kash. Okay. Yeah, it's an Eluv and Yud Zayin on my base. Okay. Okay, so I remember Babgalak Zichron and Bocha once told me I'm Udeo. Okay, and I'll explain to you. The Amudi Or with the Seder Erev from the Rav is Mamish Gevaldik over here. The Amudi Or said, you have to understand, the Amudi Or, I think I'm not mistaken, the Rav said when he was a young boy, there were two Sfarim that he wanted to get a hold of. He wanted to get a safe of the Amudi Or, and I think it was also the Machne Ephraim, okay? And he used to tell a story about the Godom in Minsk who traveled a long distance to talk and learning. And talk and learning to Tamudio. And the Rav used to say that the Godom in Minsk asked Tamudio Akasha. And Tamudio gave him an answer. And the Godom in Minsk said, for das ich gefallen from Minsk, was that it? For this answer that I went from Minsk to here. So the Rav said, then the Amudi all started singing. Okay, his mom was like, chassidish ha'maisa. And he said that the Amudi all was a whole different, you know, the ability in Nigunim, in the Golem in Minsk, Amudi all were very different, okay? He said the Golem Minsk is no different between a Pasha de Vurachu and Kol Nidre, okay? And the Amudi Or was a Grisa Bar Menachem. So he started singing and started thinking and singing. And he said he was so mischagish and whatever it is that even the Golem Minsk was the mischagish of it, okay? And then he said after it was a Teretz, and the Golem Minsk was Nochadaitolov and everything was this, okay? But I remember telling the story, okay? The Amudi Or said that Tchum Mekoret Rabbi Akiva and Tchumim according to Rabbonon is Cholot Biatzim Yisaitim. It's a different Yisamachar. According to Rabbi Akiva, Tchum is Yisamalach. And according to Rabbonon, then, if you take what the Rav asked, the Rav said, I remember we're learning the same Sugya Mishachshech, but different cases over here. The Rav said, the Yod the B'Shabbos B'Mai. What's the Pshat in the Gemara? Yod the B'Shabbos B'Mai. What do you mean Yod B'Shabbos B'Mai? So, what does the Gemara say? He knows he makes Kiddush on Shabbos.
kein Schmitz bereise. Yediyah Shabbos is only Yediyah of Chilul Shabbos. In Chilul Shabbos is only through Moloch. See, in Yediyah Shabbos Moloch. So the Gemara is looking for an Issa Molocha! Which is not Chiv Misa. And that's what the Gemara finds. Beyond the B'tchum and Achim. The game, it's like Kiddush. Okay, that's the first step. Okay, now, okay, good. That's step one. We still go. We still okay. That's step one. Okay. Now, step two. Correct? Are we okay? That's step one. This is old hat, but the new. Now there's new. And there's a new nuance here. One second. Okay. Now this is a Gemara Mefarshet. Now it's the Gemara Mishechshech. Okay. Okay, so again, okay. So I'm saying again that according to Rabbi Akiva, Tchumim shouldn't be a separate. Lav doesn't talk about it one way or the other. Tchumim shouldn't be a separate Lav. It should be the Luis Haskom Locha. It's only according to Rabban. He doesn't mention it, but that's Lecho, it should happen. And I'll show you something like this also. Then comes the Gemara Kufnum Gimel Amud Beis. Yoitznan, Amchalas, a Shabbos, the Shahim, the Shigas Hatos, Razona Koskilo, Michal, the Ikemidi, the Echayom, the Shigas Hatos is going to Skilo. Okay. See, he was not interested in Chiluk Molochas, so you're not limited to saying like Abyesi and not Abyesi. So, how is it possible you're to be Shabbos? See, here the Gemara says, my new love the Machabir. Loi tchum min alibet Rabbi Akiva v'havora alibet Rabbi Yesi. So it means according to Rabbi Yesi it's an Issa Melocha. Like tchum alibet Rabbi Akiva. Now the next step which occurred to me today. Now the next step. I want to show you that Mechamer, even if it's alive, She'ein bo chiv misa. It's not a separate lav minyan mitzvahs, but it's part of Lois Hasa Melocha. The exact paradigm that I'm using over here in Rabbi Yosi in Havor Lav Yotzes, and according to Rabbi Akiva in Tchum. Okay? So that's an important point, correct? Correct? We're still straight? Okay. So that point I have. There's a Magid Mishnah, and you'll see. Comes the Rambam Perichov Pilchas Shabbos Alocha Aleph and Beis. Okay. Also the Ritzi Masa al Behema b'Shabbos Shnem leman Yenuach Shorcha v'Chamocha Echad Shor v'Echad Chamor v'Echad Kol Behema Chay v'Yoyf V'im Hoitzi al Behema Af al Pishu Mitzuv al Shvi Sosa Eino Loike V'hi Shi Yisur Bo Mechal Asay V'Echad Mecham V'Chema V'Hoi Masay Potter. So L'Chayra Eibizeh is not to do. Correct. Then the Rambam asked the Kasha, which a priori should have been thrown out of the class. Okay? Because he asked the Kasha like this. Volo lav mefuish batera, shenem lo isasa komlocha, atu vincho vehem vitcho, viavdecho viamoscho vehem techo, shlo yachrish bo, ukiyetze becharisha. Okay? See, he stops there. We're also okay. The Kasha, the Teretz, I'm sorry, not thrown out of the class, but the last line over here, the line after. Venimsa lav shenita lashoas misas beze ve'ein loikin olay. What is he talking about? If he's talking about sholo yachrush bo, dot dem is a chay miskila. What's the lav shenita lashoas misas beze ve'ein loikin olay? What is he talking about? So the answer is, he's ready to accept that macham achabehem toy is under the lav of Isasa. And it's a lav shein by misa. I get malchus for it. The answer is it's a lav shein masoros misas bezin because you find by behemo also you get you have a case by behemo that you be chayim misas and meilas. Correct. So then, what do you see? The paradigm exists that it's a melocha shein bo chiyuv and it's not a separate. You don't look at loisasa kol melocha atavincha as a separate thing, but you look at it as one thing. Okay. So you can tell me maybe, no. All Miss Tully could be one Indian. If it wouldn't be, it's one Indian, correct? So that's what happens, okay. You could say, no, that here it's one lav, and there's two lav. I'm not so impressed by that, but the Chayyas is simply one Indian. So it's one Indian, so it could be one lav. That's what I'm suggesting called WAC. Okay, now, next step, okay? Next step. We'll still have another problem. Okay. So now we're out of the woods. We understand Rabbi Yossi, the Rambam is clearly saying that according to Rabbi Yossi, this is out. Okay. The question is, according to Rabbi Nosson, okay, according to Rabbi Nosson, what you're trying to do is saying this L'chalak Yotzes, and at the same time, it becomes an Ashora for Mrs. Bezdin, okay? If it is an Ashora for Mrs. Bezdin, it's case closed. We know that it's not Nisa Mlocha. Well, okay. Guess the Gemara doesn't quote it. The Gemara only quotes Avor Koint Rav Yossi, okay? But Avor Koint Rav Nosson, it couldn't be, okay? The question is, how do you do that? How does it become both L'chalak Yotzes? This is the problem. A much further way I always want. This is the problem, right? How does it become L'chalak Yotzes? Okay. I can prove more, we'll come back to it, that you see in Rambam, Mishneh Torah, that's what I alluded to last week, that it's a separate Issa. Okay, it's all okay. But the question, how does it work? How can it be L'chalak Yotzes and be a separate Lav? Okay. Bifrat. This should be against Shurish Chi. Because the Rambam, when he talks about Kefal Lav in Shurish Chi, the Rambam says like this. I'm just reading part of it. If you need, you need more, I'll read the whole thing. Avol im lo yiyeh shom inyan noisaf. If the Matik Yashmua said there's a new inyan over here, then it's a separate love. But if there's no inyan noisaf, hari tachlis ma shenichba lechizuk. Right? That we. Begin to this neda she say of God no meoid keep it your boy like as all we discuss what the between chizuk may be and of the God meoid then he says oy she nichpa la hashlim din ha mitzvah so if you were to ask me what he says that it's it for drosh exeu shorim anyway you can't in the bach so I would say the boy nishad Why was Lois Vareish Bechomosh Vesechem Yom HaShabbos? It's an Issa Melocha, and it's an Issa Melocha Chiv Misa, but it's Nichpal LaHashem Meseinyan. Hashem Din. L'chalak. So it's very clear, it's nothing to do with Minyan HaMitzvahs, according to Rambam's own Klolim and Shurish Tes. It's a fair question. Fair question? I'm not trying to prove magic over here. Correct? Till this point, we're okay. The question is a good question. See, the Rambam adds another line over here. After he says, and the truth is, it's very strange. When he quotes L'chalak, he doesn't make a case about anything. He just says, "V'nei omru avol lav yotzes, v'ein ze halacha, avol he l'chalik yotzes, v'ushi yechayev akol melacha melacha b'fnei atzma, from which he's born mekoyma." So l'chayev, this lowly young wasn't doing anything. So I would tell you from the l'chalik, that's all we know. And from that itself, we have, in other words, all I'm telling you, the Rambam is telling you, if it's the lav yotzes, not doing minyan mitzvahs. If it's the chalak yotzes, we know nothing. Because the chayyim is telling you something about lamates and lochas. But whether it has something to do with anything, whether it's a minyan mitzvah, we know nothing about it. Correct? Then there's another line. And he adds another line at the end. And he says, "Ubegemor de mei marovo." That's a Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin Perek Dal Alochavo. Ubegemor de mei marovo. B'chol moish veisechem. Reb Ila b'shem Reb Yanai. Mikan lebezdin. Mikan lebote dinim shlo yehu donim b'shabes. Okay. Correct. See, he learned. Let me play it out a little bit more. He learned that the Yerushalmi is a pure Shabbat Kubo. Okay. Otherwise, what's do me a mitzvah? Because you look in Yerushalmi, and it's not fair what he did, because he didn't call this Xavier Shabbat over here. So it should have been out from Sherish Beis. Okay, because you don't count your gimumidas. And the Maisa Yerushalmi doesn't even say this gufteira deraisa. How he pulls this off according to his own clothing, I can't tell you. But it's clear for him that it's a Pirush Mekubal, correct? Okay. But you have a problem over here. Ask yourself the following question. You have a Pirush Mekubal that says that there's an ashola of Leisavaru to Vo'inche Bezer on Shabbat. Which is all very nice, correct? On the other hand, you have a machlokes tanoim between Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Nosson, where it's lachlav yotz and lachal yotzes. So you have an amoril in Yerushalmi coming out from nowhere, and you have a machlokes tanoim. So where does this fit? So the Rambam learned is a double push it, that this could only work with lachal yotzes, because lachal yotzes has nothing to do with anything, and it's a separate isa. Of Einish Besden on Shabbos. Okay. Okay. He didn't prove that it's a separate lav because of Lechalik Yotzes. He only said because Lech, and he Dafka didn't say it. He says that it's only about, that it's a Chiluk Melachas. But if you have Chiluk Melachas, then you have the possibility of a Pirush Mekubal. Okay. Then I want to take another step. Okay. That was a nuance that I added today, okay? Now, another nuance. Now, this is an old nuance, but I'm just adding to this. I would tell you, okay, that this really depends upon what Lechalik Yotzes is. If it's a Stam Gilui Milsa Ba'alma of Chiluk, I can say, you know, maybe the Pirush Mekubal says, oh, there's a laugh over here also. But if Lechalik Yotzes means that Zriya and Ketzira are like Chelev and Dam, and it's 39 separate Yisurim, the Torah is telling you it's Chelev and Dam. The Pasuk is coming to tell you, it's as if this Pasuk is written 39 times. And it's nothing to do with any. It would be very difficult for you to imagine you should count it as a separate lav about nothing to do with melacha. Okay? So I want to tell you that in this issue, there's a machlokes of Tesis Rid in the Rambam, and the Rambam happens to be of the opinion that Tesis Rid very clearly says that it's chelev and dam, and I want to suggest in my interpretation of the Rambam that it's not. Okay? That you have over here, there's a sugya in Toilin, okay? Shimur, Kuflam Chesaman Aleph. Shimur, I'm just adding the word Shimur because we're talking about Shimur together. Shimur, Misham, Shimur. Mishumai Maslin in Bo, Rabba, Oma, Mishum Beire, Reb Zera, Oma, Mishum Raket. Okay? So there's an issue. Do you need Hasra of the Tol de Bishum the Av Bedavka? Is there such a din? It's 2 days in Tesis. In Shabbos, about the Sesus Tesis, Ein Gimel, Amid Beis, Mishum. Okay. So, if you learn you need the Hasra from the Av, I could have imagined that it's 39 separate Yisurim. And then that's the issue. And the question is, which Yisur is it? But if there's no such din, it's just you can't, if you give asra for the wrong malacha, it's like a milsa the gichuch ba'alma, so it has nothing to do with us, correct? So comes the Tosfos Rid in Maduah Tlisa, Diva Masko Maskrin, and Bezalel Shon Epirush, to keep it above the Chalak Yotzes, Kilu Ksiv Lav, Ako Malacha Malacha Domi. It's not my interpretation, all those things. Vahavale kamoi lav and the chele v'dom shein chalukim ze mize v'tzoch lasas al chele b'shum chele v'al dom b'shum dom v'chel al kol melocha melocha. The Ram doesn't call a din in Mishneh Torah. You need haschof in the Torah b'shum lav. So what's the Gemara talking about? So I always do the posh for the Rambam that is the other pshat and tesis that it's gichuch, and if it's the wrong melocha, it's not the guy, you know, it's lowly inyan. So all I'm just telling you, L'chaira, what happens in L'chalak Yotzes, what happens in L'chalak Yotzes, according to the Rambam, it basically, L'chalak is like Shnei Tamchuyim. It's not a septachs of an Isra. It's just Tamachilik Ba'alma. It's a Gili Milsa Ba'alma. So I thought, if that's all it's doing, and it's not as if it's written 39 times in the Torah, I could imagine the Pirush HaMakubo should come and tell you this. And that's what I want to suggest. Okay. Next. Now, I'll tell you one more shtickle. Okay. That's okay. Hey, two more shtickles. Okay. First of all, according to the Rambam, that I mentioned last week in passing and fast. The Rambam, in 2 Perek Chof Dalet, is talking about Melochus. Okay? From Chof Dalet, he starts talking about Dvorim Shegozu, from Chof Aleph till Chof Gimel is Shvus. Okay? In Chof Dalet, he talks Halach Aleph. Yesh Dvorim Shnasulim B'Shabbes. Afa Pishena Doimam Locha. Veinam Mevida Locha. Yirima Nesul Mishum Shneema Yitoshim B'Shabbes Raglecha. Asois Chafzcha B'Yom Kotchi. Veneema V'Chibarad Me'asois Dorachecha. M'mso Chafzcha B'Davido. Lefir Oslo Odom La'alech B'Chafotze B'Shabbes. And we often learned over here, it's not the covered in Oineg that the Ram quotes in Perek Lamed, which are not pulus musyemis. Here it's isurim of pulus musyemis, which are still at the Shabbos, but not isurim melacha. Okay, and in this perek, he quotes lo sevaresh b'chomosh v'sechav yom haShabbos. Okay, ein oinchin b'Shabbos af al pishoin shmitzas asay. In Udech Shabbos. Kater Harish Nishai, Bebezdin, Malkus Emisa, E Malkin, Veim Emisa, Veis Leish Bechomos Esechem, Vuadin the Shabbinshin. Okay? So that's the Rambam, it's a separate din, and Shalom Yisrael. Okay. Now, next. Okay? Now, there's one more issue which I'd like to talk about. So let's sure have time to finish. Maybe I'll have time. That's okay. The truth is, I should explain to you, you know, there's a difference that I might have mentioned between Sefer Mitzvahs and here in Shoshim, maybe also, that the Issa is only Mrs. Bezdin, and in Mishneh Torah, it's all ancient, okay? Okay? And I mentioned, Tshuvas Hagoyinim. The Tshuvas Hagoyinim say that it's even Malkus, because Malkus, Mokum Issa, he made this, okay? But it says it's not Shamta. This is Machukas Rav and Shmuel with Shamta Shem Misa. And Halachic Rabbi Suet. So how could the Goyim say, if it's a Kiyum Misa, it should be enough? So the answer is the Goyim, like the Rambam, that a Sevaro is a Kiyum Misa Bezdin. That since there's a Malkus, there's an Elohim Misa, but it's a Din Bezdin. Shamta is not Dafka Bezdin. It's all Kochochom. It's not a Din Bezdin. So it's not an Elohim Bezdin. Don't do what we're talking about, even though it is Misa. Okay? But there is an issue over here of what Einchim we're talking about. Okay? But it's not stam to give a person, it's Bezdin. It's Bezdin. Okay? And that's Moishavis. Now, the last play on this. Should there be Malkis on Louis Sivau on Mrs. Bezdin? Bezdin violates it and gives the thing. Because now he's a Malocha. The separate love. And the Ram doesn't say in Sefer Mitzvah there's Malkus. And he doesn't say in Mishneh Torah over there, Chav Dalet. And he doesn't say in Perek Yud Tes. We list all the cases of Malkus. So the question is, why not? It's not love that's always Mrs. Bezdin, because it's not doing Malocha. It's a separate Issa. Okay? You can, I'm not even going to talk about it. There's a chinuch that talks about this question. And I just have no clue about what he's talking about. In Kuf Yudalit, he says, Vim ovu betzivu lisov birya b'shabes, ovu alav zeh, v'ein loikin olov, im loy osu maise. Vim osu maise, boy maise, don't you selfu, heim b'yadayin, im yesh eidna vasu on his skolem. So what do you mean, heim b'maise? Miss Collins, so you know the whole, what's he talking about? You know, start to, if you know there is no awesome Meister, so love you so is Mrs. Bezdin. We need the whole discussion for. I'm not sure know what he's talking about. Okay, but that's the definition. Okay, but I want to say Pshat and Ram. What's going on, Ram? So if. You ready to accept? I'm not sure you should say that. If you're ready to accept that after you finish with everything, in the fact there's no tchia, that there's no kium. See, the lush and the truth is of the Gemara Shabbos, v'humas, eino b'Shabbos b'chol, after there's no tchia, there's taken no kium of Mrs. Bezdin on Shabbos. If that's correct, then there's a major thing going on. It means the love is the attempt to mekayim at the mitzvah of Mrs. Bezdin, because that's what the love is all built about over here. And you can never violate it. And that's why there's no malchus. And there are paradigms for this. There are a few paradigms for this, if that's correct. One of the paradigms for this is Perek Vav v'chus b'chiris halachei. Maisa behema osalamocha, kashu tomim, shenema loy goya, piashmul omlu, shenema af isa machir bemishma. Sheena bemishma, sheeno, sheen nigo, veeno nimka klau, viu li shamoicha, maisa behema loosa klum, vulekona lekeach, ulufika eno loike, kemoicha chemekoam, shulekona, ukamoicha, she never violated the law. The isa is the attempt of doing it, it's not kal. And the Rav learned, I think he said it from father, I'm not sure he said it from himself. That's the pshat in the Ram of Loisi Mochel Tzmisus that the Ram doesn't have Malkus for. Because of the attempt to sell it with Tzmisus. And it's not chal. Because he can't, you know, never buy them to sell it, what's the thing. And that, you've over the Lav, but you never over it fully, you don't get Malkus. So I would tell you also, in Loisi Val Ish B'chom Loisi Seichem, it's not a cue, Mrs. Bezdin, so therefore there's no Malkus. And that's what I would say. Okay? So that is, I tried to get through this. But all this Rabbeisai is not like Tosfos Yevamos. And Daf Hei Beis. Divrei Maskil, the Kos of Rachmona, Eshav Seisei Tishmoiru. Because Tosfos says that it's an issue about Tchiyah. And Lav Sheish Bokoris, Lav Sheim Bokoris, and the whole business also. And it's also not like Tesis and Psachim and Daf Hey, according to Rabbi Yossi, that discusses that the Isa of Loi Sevau is not an Isa Melocha, therefore it's not Negei and Yontiv. This is not like Tesis over there, Tesis over there. Rabbi Yossi, have a nice day, and we'll pick up a Mitzvah Shem next week.
I think that was something new.
I don't know.